Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, April 28, 2023. US futures are pointing to a slightly lower open. European equity markets have opened mixed to lower as they catch up with the overnight action on Wall Street. And Asian equities advanced on Friday. US dollar is stronger as Japanese yen weakens substantially. Treasury yields are down at both the long and short ends. Crude oil prices are bouncing back after hitting a one-month low earlier. Gold is down and industrial metals are mixed. The US market attention is on a mixed set of tech earnings after hours. Intel predicts a better second half and gives more optimistic outlook for the PC market. Amazon, on the other hand, has erased an earlier rally in post-market trade after warning from its CFO that the AWS revenue growth may continue to slow. While Snapchat expects the disruption in ad demand to continue into the second quarter. Elsewhere, the Bank of Japan has dominated headlines. The bank has left both short and long-term rate targets unchanged as expected, and the guidance has been tweaked to take out the reference to monitoring COVID developments. There's also no major surprises from Governor Ueda's press conference, though the bank has also clarified that policy changes are still possible during the review period. On the data front, Japan's Tokyo core inflation has unexpectedly rebounded in April. The national industrial production growth has slowed, while the retail sales growth has topped forecasts. South Korea's industrial production has grown at the fastest pace in almost 3 years, underpinned by chip and auto production, but the government has warned that the economy is not yet in recovery phase. Australia's PPI inflation has strengthened amid a surge in electricity and gas prices. Thailand's industrial production has slipped by more than expected, and the central bank notes that the economic growth has slipped in March but will recover in April. In Europe, the Eurozone Q1 preliminary GDP has come in slightly lower than consensus. Germany's NRW inflation is slightly better than forecast. The German Q1 GDP has missed, however, and the unemployment rate has increased higher than expected. The UK business confidence has hit the highest level in a year. Key focus on the US macro calendar today includes the March core PCE, March personal spending and personal income, the Q1 employment cost index, followed by the April Chicago PMI and April final Michigan consumer sentiment. Notable earnings reporters in the US today are Chevron, ExxonMobil, Colgate-Palmolive, and Charter Communications. They are posting their results before the open. In corporate news, First Republic Bank's advisors are working on a private sector solution to prevent an FDIC takeover, according to the Financial Times. JP Morgan is reportedly among the large institutions involved in the conversations. And Reuters reports that the US government is coordinating urgent talks to rescue First Republic. Sources say that the government would rather have a private sector deal arranged than see First Republic fall into the FDIC receivership. In Asia, equities traded largely higher on Friday. Japan surged following the BOJ rate announcement and guidance tweak, as market reaction was swift and yen took a nosedive. Greater China markets were also up, but well off their highs. Chinese leaders have acknowledged that the economy is still in recovery phase with soft internal momentum, and they also have vowed to support recovery amid insufficient demand. Australia closed higher, South Korea and Taiwan were both significantly higher, India was flat in the morning trade, and Southeast Asia was more mixed than the neighbors. And the European equity markets are mostly softer now. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Friday, April 28, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.